From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Portion the Fair Divider in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Portion grew up at a long table where everything had to be split, and where an unfair split could ruin a day. Her family were harvesters in the valley below Tithe, part of a work crew of many households who brought in the grain together each autumn and shared the pay at the end. And the pay was never shared equally, because the work was never equal. A household that sent three strong workers earned more than a household that sent one. A household that worked the whole season earned more than one that joined late. Every autumn, the crew gathered at the long table to divide the season's coin. And every autumn, the same danger hung over the table. If the split felt unfair, friendships that had lasted generations could crack in an afternoon. Portion's mother was the one the crew trusted to make the split, and from a young age, Portion sat beside her and watched. She saw how much depended on it, how a family's whole winter and the peace of the whole valley rode on a division being not just correct, but visibly fair. So plain that no one could argue.
Her given name was Tithe, the same as the town, though she had been called Portion since she was 10, when she settled a quarrel between two brothers over a basket of apples by a method so clean that both brothers walked away satisfied. She had grown up caring, more than anything, that a share be fair, and she had learned that fairness in a mixed group was not about giving everyone the same, but about giving everyone their right proportion. The method her mother taught her, and that Portion refined over the years, was always the same. You did not start by guessing anyone's share. You started by counting the total number of shares the ratio called for. If two households were to split the season in the ratio of 3 parts to 2, that was 3 shares and 2 shares, 5 shares in all. Then you found what 1 share was worth by dividing the whole pay by 5. And once you knew the worth of a single share, every household's portion was simple. 3 shares for 1, 2 for the other, and not a coin in dispute.
A steward from the Ratio Realm Academy passed through Tithe at settling time and watched Portion divide a season's pay among 7 households of different sizes without a single voice raised. "You are sharing in a ratio," the steward said. "Dividing a whole into parts that hold a given proportion. Our students find it slippery. They try to guess the shares directly and tangle themselves. You count the shares first." Portion had never left the valley, but she liked the thought of children learning to divide things so cleanly that no one felt cheated. She has taught sharing in a ratio for 6 years.
In her classroom, Portion keeps a bowl of 20 smooth counters. She begins the same way each year. 2 children are to share these 20 in the ratio 2 to 3, she says. How many does each get? The children guess wildly. Portion stops them. "Don't guess the shares. Count them. 2 parts and 3 parts. That is 5 shares in all. Now," she tips the 20 counters out, "share the 20 into 5 equal shares. What is 1 share worth? The children divide. 20 into 5 is 4. So 1 share is 4 counters, says Portion. Now hand them out. 2 shares, 8, to the first child. 3 shares, 12, to the second. 8 and 12. They add back to 20, and they stand in the ratio 2 to 3, and no one can argue. The children see it. The whole trick was never the shares themselves, but finding the 1 share first, the single unit that made all the rest fall out fairly.
A girl named Ren stayed after, stacking the counters, and said the part that stayed with her was not the arithmetic, but the feeling, that a way of splitting things could be so plainly fair that it took all the fear out of the sharing. Portion sat with her at the long classroom bench. She said that was exactly why she had left the valley to teach it. "At my mother's table, a bad split could break a friendship that had lasted 100 years, she said. "A good split, a fair one, done so everyone could see the working, kept the whole valley at peace. Fairness you can show is a kind of gift." Wren looked at the two little piles, 8 and 12, sitting honest and settled on the bench, and felt the quiet relief of a thing shared without anyone being wronged, the calm that comes when a division is not just right, but trusted. Portion is warm, careful, and cannot watch anything be divided without checking, silently, whether it was done fairly. She still goes home to Tithe each autumn for the settling, and she still sits beside her mother at the long table. And the split, she says, has not caused a quarrel in 11 years.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Portion the Fair Divider. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.